Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight's theme is stewardship. So let's listen to some music and think about the subject of stewardship. It goes back to Genesis chapter 1. Adam and Eve were placed in the Garden of Eden. In the King James Version, the word that's used is Adam and Eve had dominion over the creation, over the animals and the plants and everything. Dominion. And from that, people have assumed that human beings, we're top of the evolutionary tree sort of thing, and we are the bosses, and we can do what we like with the whole resources of the planet, with the oil and the trees and the animals. But the modern translations of the Bible have changed the word from dominion to stewards or trustees. There's a very big philosophical difference. The concept now is that we are here for a short time on planet Earth to look after God's world. It's all God's resources, and we are here just as the caretakers, the looker-afterers. So when we think of stewardship, in simple terms, stewardship is about looking after God's world with all things bright and beautiful in it. Stewardship is not just about theory. A very good example of it was last night for me. I was minding my own business and my whole night got hijacked. I went out in the car to hand in my order of service for Sunday, and I could either go to the church or I could go to the church secretary's house. So I decided, rather than be held up at the church meeting all the folk who were there on Thursday nights, I would just go at the secretary's house. However, I regretted it time-wise. My whole night got hijacked. When I was up at her house, she was telling me that across the road from her, on a piece of grass, there was a seagull, and she thought it had been injured. It was just sitting on the grass and not moving. I had a look at this bird, and as far as I could tell, it had a broken wing. But I'm not the sort of guy that can go and touch a bird with a broken wing. I have my own troubles with spiders in the bath. So we were a bit worried about the bird and we didn't know what to do, and I went home and thought about it and I tried phoning. And to cut a long story short, there's somebody in the congregation who works with animals in a charity and supports their good work. So she knew a place up at Loch Winnoch sort of area, well, in Beath. So it ended up that the woman who had the bird across from her house, she got her cat box and she put the bird into the box. I used my car, and the woman in the congregation that knows about this bird sanctuary, an animal sanctuary up in Beath, she came with us and showed us where to go. So the three of us contributed together to getting this bird up to the bird sanctuary. I could drive the car, but in no way could I get that bird and put it in the box. The other one was able to put it in the box, but didn't have a car. And the third person knew where to go when we were in the car. So good teamwork, good stewardship. And we were able to be of help to this bird, because when it was lying on the grass, it was in danger of being eaten by dogs, cats, and there were even children threatening to do damage to it at one point. So I was delighted that the three of us, as a team, contributing our different talents, were able to be of help to the bird. Here's a song by Don Francisco. It's called The Bird with Broken Wing.
Bird with broken wing, locked up inside a tiny cage, till the day I heard your cry and set you free. But as I reached in to heal the hurt, you fled in wild dismay. Now your pain has made you blind as you can be. Echoes in the distance are almost all you hear from me. Each time I speak your name, you flee away. While the agonies of mindless flight grow more than you can bear, still you think it's because of me you feel this way. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you have buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms and flutter terrified when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here in my hand. I'm waiting now for you to come to me. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you've buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms, flutter terrified when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here within my hand, waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me.
So on behalf of the seagull, thanks Rebecca, Margaret and Alec and the Heselhead Animal Sanctuary. We pulled our talents and we're able to be a better world for everybody. Stewardship is a whole outlook and attitude. Stewardship is real living. Stewardship is discipleship of Jesus. Stewardship is the creatures being faithful to their Creator. We are tenants and not owners. We are temporary, not permanent. We are servants and not masters. We are privileged. It's not that we have rights. We are looking after God's world, God's property, God's blue planet, God's children, God's money. We do it out of duty to God. We do it out of love for God. We do it out of thankfulness to God. But in all these senses, we are stewards, stewards of creation. Here's Graham Kendrick reminding us that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. And then John Denver singing Children of the Universe.
Never be apart.
It's in your dreams that you will know the seasons of the heart.
We are stewards of creation, as the song was saying. We're also stewards of time. We don't have time to waste. Put it more positively, let's make the most of our time and use it very wisely. When you think of time, it's not just the ticking of the clock time. We talk about in the nick of time or at the right time or quality time. There's many layers and senses to time. We've done other 3TFM programmes on time. But for today, let's just think about how we can make the most of our time. Here's Tracy Chapman.
If not now, then when? Not today. Then why make your promises? A love declared for days to come is as good as none. You can wait till morning comes. You can wait for the new. You can wait and lose this heart. You can wait and soon be sorry. 'Cause if not now, then when? If not today, then why make your promises? A love declared for days to come is as good as none. Now love's the only thing that's free. We must take it where it's found. Pretty soon it may be costly. 'Cause if not now, then when? Then why make your promises? A love declared for days to come is as good as none. If not now, what then? We all must live our lives always feeling, always thinking, the moment has arrived.
We are stewards of creation, we are stewards of time, we're also stewards of talents. Jesus told the parable of the talents. The message is that we all have talents. We don't all have equal talents, but we have different talents, and we can all chip our different talents into the common kitty and enrich everybody else. So let's use our talents in God's service and for the enrichment of others.
True.
We are stewards of money. Our money is not our money. It's God has enriched us, and we use the money that we need and put back into the kitty what we don't need. John Calvin made the interesting thought. He said, we are worth the money we've given away. We usually value people by how much they've accrued, but the real rich people are measured by how much they've given away. Shall we gather at the river? Who is bringing in the sheaves? Who are the lambs led to the slaughter when they drop the bombs like autumn leaves? Who teaches us to live in terror while they rob us brave and bold? Do they play keys to the kingdom while they claim the earth to own? Smiling while they steal with taxes, they choose the villain of the week. For safety, they're mortgaging our future. Slavery's the inheritance of the meek. There's money for bailing out the bankers and for selling arms across the sea. In the name of business interests, piling up the debt on you and me. Shall we gather at the river? Are we just a bunch of silly sheep? Can we be responsible for freedom? Are we brainwashed, hypnotized, and put to sleep? We're also stewards of our children. They're not our children, they're God's children. And the job of parents is to look after God's children for him. There's a radical thought for you. Also, if you get the child right, you'll get the world right. The world's problems won't be solved by politicians on the big scale. It's just each of us getting each child to be right.
Thank you very much, Lee. Thank you.
Baby's face, I saw the plight of the human race dying to survive. Shaken by the irony, the anger rose inside of me and would not subside. I thought you're too young to understand, but the fate of every mortal man rests in someone's mortal hand tonight. In a nuclear insanity, there's a death watch on the land and sea. And I believe that we may never live our life. We were born under the gun, and just like every mother's son, we are hostage to the megaton, and the world could die tonight. Under the gun, we live in fear that the end will come. But there's one to the sun. Everyone can see that the hour is late, and every soul on earth has got to demonstrate their loving if we're to survive. 'Cause we're tired of living on the brink, scared to death that our ship will sink in the winking of an eye. This course we're on's a big mistake, 'cause we all lose in the nuclear race. It's time to show all the heads of state that we believe. We believe, that we're fighting for our lives. We were born under the gun, and just like every mother's son, we are hostage to the megaton, and the world could die tonight. Under the gun, we live in fear that the end will come. But there's one
place to run.
Run to the sun.
And we're all stewards of the gospel of the good news of Jesus. Jesus said, go into all the world and spread the good news. So here's Don Francisco encouraging us to stand up and speak out and be good stewards of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Come on, get up on your feet.
What's it gonna be? Letter of spirit. What's it gonna be? Prison or free? What's it gonna be? The heart of the Father, or the slavery of a second Sinai, and the black and white religion, the salesman of captivity? No, stand up for the truth of the gospel. Stand up. Don't live in slavery again. Stand up in the freedom of Jesus. Don't give in for a moment to the traditions of men. Nobody's ever gotten right with God by keeping a religion or rules. If a Christian gets twisted into believing like that, you know the Bible even calls him a fool. Because it's only grace and faith in Jesus that got us into the kingdom at all. And if someone says it's different, now you're born again, man, they're heading for a nasty fall. So stand up for the truth of the gospel. Shackles again.
So stewardship is about us looking after God's world, the beautiful blue planet and all of creation. It's looking after our time, our talents and our money, which are God's gifts to us. Also looking after our children and the gospel and the good news of Jesus. So I leave you now with this thought from Slater Armstrong, reflecting on when it's all been said and done. Bye for now.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and all my treasures will be nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Find purest gold and miry clay, making sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after, for you've shown my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone. When it's all been said and done, There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you?